I did it on the last episode. You weren't on there. I was like, Big Time Story Live. Big Time Story. Realism Sports Talk, episode 171, part 2. Thank y'all for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify. Check out our Facebook. Check out our Twitter at Realism Podcast, Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. Loving all the patrons for your support. That makes me look glossy out here. Thank you, Patriots. I'm glossy out here. I love it. And if you ever want to sponsor a show for the whole entire week, which could be more than two shows, really, let us know. Hit us up in the mentions or any social media platform. Loving my Commanders. Love the Black Mamba. And all the love for my mama right there. And we still got my special guest back here because on Realism Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent, to the big-time story. Hold on. He didn't do it right. Ready, Tyler? We talk about sports.
What do I need to do?
You can't be. Is he lagging or did he just go slow?
Big-time story live.
I like it. Let's go. I like the solo. And I got my special guest, Tyler McGurk, back. Host of Fadeaway Fadeaway podcast with Darren. Host of the TMB Niner podcast with Brian. And host of Facing the Giants podcast, watching them baseball Giants, all on Variety Sports Network on YouTube. Subscribe to them all. Great intel. Hopefully he's going to jump on the producer show, Loud Outs, which is a baseball channel on the Realism Sports Talk Network. They can talk about some good New York and versus the old New York, which is the old New York Giants. You know what I'm saying? Because actually,
I'm all for it. Hey
he's all for it, Darren. He's all for it, baby. He's all for it. See, baseball's not my forte no more. So I could pretend like it and join up with y'all one day and pretend, but I ain't gonna do all that.
You know, those New York Mets, all those Los Angeles Dodgers, and San Francisco Giants colors. I'm down to just hop on a New York Mets podcast.
That's what's up.
Baseball. I love baseball.
That's what's up. But you love a lot of things. You love a lot of things.
Some of this NFL baseball.
Yo, you love a lot of things nobody cares about, like baseball and LeBron James being a GOAT. You love all kinds of shit like that. But anyway, we are going to talk about the NFC West because my special guest's favorite team is the 49ers, just like Mondo, who's on the Raw. He's one of the Raw, on the Raw show, talking about his 49ers. Everybody knows about me having an obsession with the Cardinals a few years back. I've denounced them from now on. But the NFC West did have some storylines to it. And since you on the show there, Tyler, we had a whole lot of big-time storylines in the NFC West because the team I thought last year was going to be the worst team in football completely, Seattle, didn't. But before we start with them, let's talk to a team a couple years ago that risked it all to win a championship, the Rams. When we look at their draft board, I looked at it and said, y'all drafted almost everything defense except for two offensive line. What does that tell you about the trajectory that the Rams are going? Because they also drafted Stetson Bennett, the quarterback from Georgia, in the fourth round, which I didn't even think he was going to get drafted. What was your thoughts about those things?
Terrell, you nailed it right on the head. This team, is this even a team? Is this a franchise? This is a team trying to compete in 2023, 2024? I just don't see it. I mean, you're drafting Stetson Bennett, a 25-year-old rookie quarterback. I mean, you got Matt Stafford, who's an injury-riddled. You sacrifice everything in your franchise. What you had in your franchise for that one Super Bowl, you got that one Super Bowl. Congratulations to you. It probably worth it in the long run if you think about it. But, yeah, this – it's just the Rams are irrelevant at this time. What are they? They're going to go win five games, four games? I just don't see it. Who do you have? You have Donald, Kupp, and Stafford. After that, it's a lot of scrubs it doesn't look good for the Los Angeles Rams, excuse me.
I'm with you completely, but when you say, I mean, was it worth it to win the Super Bowl as a Washington fan? It would be worth it. It would be worth it to me. It would be worth it to me. But going back to what you said, when I look at the team, you're drafting all over the place, especially defense and whatnot. You got Hall of Famers, Aaron Donald, possibly one of the top five defensive players ever in football, still on your roster. Cooper Kupp, as a fantasy player that I am, do you play fantasy football?
You have to at this point.
You're going to join one of my leagues, Tyler. You're joining one of my leagues. And as you can see, can you see that, Tyler? That's my championship ring that I won last year. Yeah.
I thought you'd wear the Warrior one you wore for Darren. But
I wore that shit for y'all.
Disrespect, Terrell.
I wore that shit for y'all, but it's fantasy football season now, so I got to wear this to represent who the man is. You know what I'm saying? George Teague's wearing the other one in my Raw Sports All League. Damn it, George Teague. But anyway, so we look at guys like Cooper Kupp. We look at Aaron Donald. You know, we're looking at these kind of guys. Stafford, like you said. You already traded Ramsey and you traded Allen Robinson, what's left of him. Why do you keep those three players? Is Donald going to retire? Do you trade Cooper Kupp? That team can't win, like you said. What do you think those three guys that you brought up, what are they going to do this year? Are they going to be on the team or are they gone?
I think all three will be on the team. I think Stafford will be injured by week three. He'll hang it up. I think Kupp, week 10, he'll be injured. He'll have a hamstring problem. He'll be out. Aaron Donald, if he plays, is just probably the greatest defensive lineman since Michael Strahan after Lawrence Taylor.
Michael Strahan? Another better one. Did he say Michael Strahan?
Lawrence Taylor is the greatest defensive lineman.
Yes, yes.
Since then, who we got? Michael Strahan? And then J.J. Watt, I guess, would be the next one after that. And then it's probably Aaron Donald.
I respect that.
I'm not saying Strahan's the greatest of all time. I'm not an idiot. But the Rams, McVay, I don't know why McVay's still doing the job. He should have hung it up after they won the Super Bowl and said, I'm good. I got what I wanted. I'm going to get this $100 million contract from Fox. Because he seems like he has no interest in winning outside of, like, I don't know. The little roster's not there. They trade all their, like, picks. It just doesn't look like it's there. The Rams and your Cardinals, I don't know. They're just trash franchises at this point, in my opinion.
Well, they're not my Cardinals, but since you want to bring them up, they had no sexy draft picks, like no name values, no spotlight players or whatever. But I did notice that they addressed both sides of the ball as far as the trenches on the line. They addressed both of those. But that's not even the biggest question about the organization. The organization is a disaster. And as a Washington fan, I know about disaster organizations, okay? Now they bring in the Eagles' former defensive coordinator to be the head coach. They're hoping that he's going to bring something to it. But it all goes down to what? Kyler Murray, right? Kyler Murray.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking at the team just like we looked at the Rams. Are you rebuilding? Because you have nobody. You're talking about trading D-Hop and Murray's there. Do you think that both of them are long-term answers to be on the Cardinals organization?
No, absolutely not. This made no sense to me. You had the third overall pick. The third overall pick. You had a chance to get Jalen Carter or Willie Anderson. Two guys who are going to make an impact in the NFL. You traded down to get Paris Johnson, who I think is the best tackle in the draft, which isn't a bad choice. But you don't do what? Protect the quarterback who doesn't want to stay in the pocket, and your tackle has no idea where he's going to be in 2.5 seconds after the ball is selected? The Cardinals are with the Rams. That's why I feel like the Niners are going to win so many games this year. I don't see either team winning more than 5 games this year. They're so bad. Their talent is deficient. Nobody wants to be there. Buda Baker's been asking for a trade. Isaiah Simmons was declined the 5th-year option. I'm sure he doesn't want to be there anymore.
He's happy for that.
I do like the draft choice of Paris Johnson.
Yes.
Kyler Murray wants to be there. I don't buy anything as far as those two teams go. I feel like they've are in this rut where it's not getting better anytime soon.
I agree with you. But they have established a lot of draft picks. And if they trade D-Hop and they get rid of Murray to a dumb organization like Washington that will give up the farm for him, they can try to come back Like, I think the Rams will be maybe 3 years trying to come back with all the draft capital and whatnot. So they're both irrelevant. I think we both agree on that. But the team that came out of nowhere, like I said when I first started, was Seattle. They got a team-friendly deal with Geno. Team-friendly. He's happy to get the damn money. He didn't think he'd still be in the league. So both sides are happy. They draft the number one cornerback in Witherspoon. And then you draft the wide receiver from Ohio State, Smith Enigma. I think Seattle, other than the Eagles or the Texans, had the third best draft. And you signed your Bobby Wagner. Yeah, he's a little older, but you brought him back. Devin Bush from the Steelers. And then you got Julian Love from the Giants to go along with Jamal Adams. I think that Seattle could be a surprise wildcard contender. What do you think about their draft and what the moves they made?
I mean, I liked what Seattle did. I mean, Lewis Riddick said they were the class of the NFC West. I disagree.
What?
That's what Lewis Riddick said, not me. Don't put that on me. But why would you draft? Why wouldn't you drafted Kobe Bryant with a C from Cincinnati, played along Sauce Gardner in the second round at the cornerback position 2 years ago. You drafted Tyreek Woolen in the fifth round, who was a revelation. Why don't you draft Jalen Carter, the guy who looks like Warren Sapp on the defensive side of the ball? Why are you, like, we've seen Pete Carroll defenses before. Obviously, they have the Legion of Boom. But those all started with Michael Bennett. They all, like, on the defensive line, stopping the run, getting the pass rusher. You need that. The Niners, I'm going to speak for myself as if I'm the Niners. We're just going to run this team into the ground. We'll play action them into the ground. We saw the double play action, the George Kittle wide open over the middle. The NFC wild card where we won by 20 and people are like, oh, the Seattle Seahawks really challenged them. I think the Seahawks did a lot in the offseason. I just don't think they could challenge the Niners. I think Shanahan's offense. People like to rip on Shanahan for the minus 28. Like, oh, they blew a 28-point lead, 28-3-point lead. He wasn't the head coach. That's not on him. He's offensive coordinator. He's trying to put up points plays, every drive.
Dude. You're calling the plays, dude.
I just don't get I think the Niners are the class of the division. I think the Seahawks did get better. I don't agree with the Witherspoon pick. I think they should have taken Carter. And then the JSN pick, you have DK Metcalf. You could have taken somebody, maybe an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, but if you want to pair up DK Metcalf with a better number two, I get it. You still have Geno Smith as your quarterback. Are you trusting Geno Smith, Terrell? I'm not.
Well, as a Washington fan who never, ever has a quarterback, ever, Geno Smith would be an upgrade over anybody we could get. I mean, we don't ever have a quarterback. Even the three Super Bowls we won have been three different quarterbacks that never amounted to no longevity ever. So, when we talk about quarterbacks, I get butt hurt a lot about that. Really,
is
butt
he better
hurt a lot.
Is he better than Kirk Cousins? I hate Kirk Cousins. Once again, another guy I rip on like LeBron. I don't want to be like this Kirk Cousins defender.
Look, producer, you see that? But he's still talking about LeBron. Still talking about him.
Mm-hmm. That's because you painted me this corner where I'm
defending. I didn't do nothing. I'm not Picasso. I'm not painting. You kept talking about paintings with Jordan and LeBron and everything. I don't know. I mean, you doing a lot of painting. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But anyway, but I see what you're saying about Seattle. I don't think they're on the same level as San Francisco. But when we get to San Francisco, we start looking at it. I know your team is loaded. You got Hargrave from the Eagles, who had 11 sacks, who was huge, who destroyed y'all in the playoff game. You picked up your fifth-year option for Brandon Ayuk. Those are big-time things. People are dogging y'all for picking Jake Moody in the third round with your first draft pick, but your team is already loaded. Your team's already loaded. Robbie Gould left. I have no problem with the pick. I said it on George Teague's show tonight. I have no problem with that pick because San Francisco is loaded everywhere. Do you have a problem with the third-round pick? And what do you think about Ayuk? Do you think he gets a long-term deal or what?
I mean, I love the Zyron Brown prick out of Penn State, the safety to replace Jimmy Ward.
Oh, yeah.
The kicker, I don't even care about the field goals. Obviously, I don't expect them to do the same as Robbie Gould. But the kickoffs to kick the freaking ball out of bounds where we don't have to cover kicks that we had to do during the playoffs where we were getting beat like a drum. The stress level on those kicks alone is going to be such a relief. I can't wait to Oh, yeah, every ball, take it at the 25,
there you
enjoy
go.
Your 25-yard line. Yeah. Is it as, I mean, I rip on the Raiders for taking Seabass in the first round for years and years and years. It's a little high, but I'll take it. I don't have to worry about the stress of the kickoff. Is it a great pick? I don't know. It depends. I'd much rather have taken a third-round pick. I don't trust Cole McKivitz or whoever the hell they signed to play right tackle since I let Mike McGlinchey go. We'll see. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
There's a lot of offensive linemen still there for that third-round pick, so yeah. I'm with you with that. Definitely with you with that. But the biggest thing about San Francisco, we can talk about this and that. The whole big-time storyline is the quarterback position, dude. The quarterback position, okay? So we saw the emergence of Brock Purdy. We saw Trey Lance try to show something, get hurt, and y'all have just signed the ghost whisperer, Sam Darnold, because he sees a whole lot of ghosts. So let me ask you a question. If you had to pick one to start.
Bill Murray from the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, you got to pick one to start, one to be your backup, and one to either trade or release. Give me your picks for that.
I mean, my starter is Brock Purdy if he comes back healthy with the shoulder injury. Trey Lance, I just feels like our own head coach who like tried to bring him in has no faith in the guy. The way he calls plays, it's quarterback dive or some sort of play action where you have to wait 5 seconds and hope the O-line protects. There's no quick read. He doesn't dump the ball off in time. At least, I mean, I don't know if that's a Trey Lance or a Kyle Shanahan thing, because Kyle Shanahan has definitely been known since, I mean, he won freaking Matt Ryan, who's an average, a little above average quarterback, an MVP award. He did have Julio Jones, who's a great quarterback or a great receiver.
And Calvin Ridley.
Well, I don't think Calvin Ridley was
on Calvin Ridley's on that team.
Was he a rookie on
that
team?
Man.
But he had Hooper. They did have weapons. But I'm not buying. I don't buy Trey Lance. I don't think he's. I put him as my backup just for the athletic ability. And we gave up three, not one, not two, not. But
there you go with LeBron again. Look, LeBron again, Jared. Not one, not two, not three with the Heatles. Look, this guy loves LeBron James, dude. Go ahead.
This motherfucker. But he gave up three first-round picks for this guy who's been average at best. I don't believe in Sam Darnold at all. Get rid of him. Cut him. I don't need to see any I don't want to see one, like, possession where he like tears up a preseason thing and the third string and they're like, oh, let's start him. And I can see that happening. I've seen it before where like, do not start Sam Darnold. I do not want to see him play. I'd rather see Trey Lance for sure.
So here's my thing, dude. I don't know what it is about everybody's mental state with Brock Purdy. Okay. Brock Purdy
I knew it was
drafted where he was drafted for a reason. Brock Purdy joined a superstar team that was loaded that all he had to do was just not fuck up. Really, I mean, and Brock Purdy was blessed to get Christian McCaffrey while he became the starting quarterback in a trade, right? Right? So Brock Purdy...
Everyone's blessed to have a Christian McCaffrey.
But Brock Purdy... The best that I can see Brock Purdy being is what Jimmy Garoppolo already brought to y'all when y'all went to the Super Bowls. Y'all took Trey Lance and gave up not one, not two, not three picks was because he brought a different element.
This LeBron lover talking about
I'm talking about you, what you said. I said what, like you said. Trey Lance brings a certain skill set to the team that, I hate to say this, but Colin Kaepernick did. And I don't know your opinion about Colin Kaepernick, but anyway, this guy never played much. He didn't play much in college. He didn't play much. He needs more snaps. And I think for y'all to put so much value into him, to cut him loose that fast, would be a blessing to somebody else. I think right now, if you had to trade one, I would trade Purdy and get the maximum value for him before everybody figures him out and he becomes what you thought he already was, Jacoby Brissett. You know what I'm saying? Who we got?
I mean, I can't, like, I disagree because I think Purdy's a better quarterback. I've watched both of them play football. Like,
Okay, upside, upside. Tyler, upside. Upside right now. What is the floor, what is the ceiling for both of them?
Oh, Trey Lance, definitely. I mean, Trey Lance could turn into Patrick Mahomes if he has, like, a ceiling that he's supposed to meet. I just don't believe it. I'm not at practice every day. Kyle Shanahan clearly doesn't believe in him to, like, call plays that, like, it's like QB dive against the Arizona Cardinals. Like, what are we doing? We can't beat the Arizona Cardinals without QB dives?
I mean,
I don't get it.
I mean,
I watched the NFC Divisional Championship, the NFC wild card game. Again, I don't know if you saw the play where or the guy you brought up earlier, where Brandon Ayuk gets hit in the chest. They're up by like 20 points at this point. But Brock Purdy, he evades the rusher better than Trey Lance. He evades rushes better than Trey Lance. He does everything better than Trey Lance, except for he doesn't look pretty back there. He doesn't have the big arm. He doesn't run the straight line speed. But if it comes to quarterback, he's more accurate. He gets the ball out quicker. And when you have Deebo Samuel, who you can throw the ball three lines behind the scrimmage, he's going to make a play. Christian McCaffrey, another guy you can throw the ball three yards behind the line. George Kittle, oh, we have all these guys who you don't have to throw the ball 10 yards down the field to make them playmakers.
But how long would it last? Would
Trey Lance be the better upside? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Brock Purdy is the guy who's going to get the guys the ball in space where they can make the plays, is my opinion on the whole matter.
But Brock Purdy was a four-year senior, graduated. He's had way more experience playing. Trey Lance is raw.
Right.
He's raw. It's like kind of drafting somebody in the first round right now, and you're like, he's got to sit a year. Like Anthony Richardson. You think he's going to be ready to play this year? No. Hendon Hooker, is he going to be ready to play this year? Nope. But after a year of sitting, oh, Lord, that's where it's going to come out. That's the way I look at Trey Lance. Let him either sit, play in the preseason, get more reps, more repetition. Well, you can't teach the skill set that he brings. Brock Purdy looks like what I've already seen before. That's my only point about it. He looks like what I've already seen before. And
I agree wholeheartedly.
You know,
I agree that there's more talent on one side. I just don't think one guy.
But when your team is loaded,
Trey Lance is going to be able to pull it out of himself. I just don't see. I feel like there's this disconnect where it doesn't work. There's that, like, maybe he has to go somewhere else to be successful. I just don't think Kyle Shanahan believes in him. I've never seen someone run a first round, a top three pick just straight into the lines. And Kyle Shanahan did it to Robert Griffin. And he blew his knee out and was never the same.
Right, right. And what happened? He ruins quarterbacks. So maybe it's the coach's fault.
Maybe it could be. But I'm not getting rid of Kyle Shanahan, a guy who's been to a Super Bowl and two NFC championships.
And ain't never won nothing.
I mean, would you like a coach who's been to two NFC championships in the Super Bowl? It's hard to get rid of a guy like that.
It's hard to get rid of him. You're right. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, just like I talk about John Harbaugh for the Ravens, you get to the point where it's like, you're not that guy anymore. You're living off past history, past glory. You're not doing it. I think Kyle Shanahan is a great coach. I'm not dogging Kyle Shanahan at all.
You're a Commanders fan. What'd you think of him when he was in Washington?
I liked him. I liked him. I had no problem with Kyle Shanahan. I had no problem with Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden was probably our highest average winning coach that we've had in a long time. That's pretty bad. We got an Arena Football League quarterback from an Orlando team. I used to watch him in Arena Football, Orlando Predators. Yeah, see, I watch all sports. But yeah, but you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But I think the 49ers are built to win. They are built to win. But when you get to the top tier, you have to do something different. And I think that Brock Purdy will not do that extra to get them over the top, just like Jimmy G didn't. It's the same thing to me. I think you have a certain dynamic that you have to have to get there. We look at the top quarterbacks. We look at Patrick Mahomes. He can do things. He can improvise. Josh Allen, he can run over people. Jalen Hurts, he can run and throw. It's always something extra with these championship quarterbacks. And I think Brock Purdy does not bring any element to that at all.
I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but we can bring up, like, the Niners against the Chiefs. They were up by 10 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And the defense allowed a third and 15 or a fourth and 15 to Tyreek Hill on some crazy route that should have never happened. The Patrick Mahomes, like you mentioned, great quarterback. And Tyreek Hill, who, in my opinion, is the best weapon in the whole NFL because of the speed he has. Obviously not the best route runner, not the best, just the best weapon just because of the speed. Look what he did in that Miami offense. Tua wasn't anybody before that. I love that I can get you riled up like this, Terrell.
I'm not riled up. Just laugh. Go ahead. He is the ultimate weapon. He is.
Who's a better weapon?
No, I said he is the ultimate weapon.
Okay. But I don't know. The Niners defense let them down in that game. Yeah, Jimmy missed the throw to Emmanuel Sanders on second 20.
But you're saying that kind of a quarterback's better because of the accuracy and everything else, right? Where's the accuracy?
I'd rather have that than two B dives. The fact that Kyle Shanahan doesn't trust Trey Lance. I'm not saying Trey Lance. If I had a quarterback, offensive or head coach who trusted Trey Lance, and Trey Lance like proved, because he obviously runs faster, throws the ball better, like harder. He just hasn't proven it in games. Like, he played the Bears. They lost to the Bears last year, a team that won 3 games.
So did the Eagles. So did the Eagles.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It's
the Chiefs lost to the Colts. The Chiefs lost to the Colts. What does that mean?
It's bad. You can't lose to the Bears, especially on the road.
They're talking about the Bears might win a division this year. That's another topic for another day. But
shitty division, but I'll give you that.
I won't. The Lions go into division. But anyway, so 49ers, I think we both agree that they will win.
You trusted Jared Goff to win that division?
Yes. That team is loaded. Team is loaded. Loaded.
We'll get into that another
day. Yeah, that's another one. Because I don't trust nobody else in that division. Anyway, so we agree the 49ers are going to be the cream of the crop in that division. I'm still scared about the quarterback situation. I don't know. So how far do you think the 49ers will go?
Can I ask you a question about the Seahawks, who's the biggest challenger in that division?
Well, it has to be the Seahawks. Who else would it be?
No, the Seahawks are the biggest challenger. But what do you think of them taking a cornerback after taking Kobe Bryant with the C in the second round?
I like
Tariq Woolen, who was a standout revelation.
I like it.
I could have taken Jalen Carter. Were you like, oh, that's...
I like the pick. I like the pick. You get the number one cornerback.
Really?
Yeah, you get the number one... Think about the Legion of Boom, right? Earl Thomas. You already got Jamal Adams, right? You need a Richard Sherman. Go get the number one corner. You know what I mean? I feel like...
But he was a fifth-round pick.
It's not about the pick. It's about positions. Trying to get
I get what you're saying. You're right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like getting Julian Love from the Giants to go with Adams, because we don't know about his health and everything, if he's going to be 100% in the beginning. Those two stud safeties with Kobe Bryant, with... the number one Witherspoon.
Tariq Woolen.
Yeah, Witherspoon and the other guy. That secondary is lethal. And when you have a secondary that lethal, it makes it easier for the pass rushers because they're covering them all the way around the field. So that's the reason why I like the pick. And I like the pick for offense because you're getting a stud at wide receiver. Tyler Lockett, how much longer you got, Tyler Lockett? You're gonna be just
Frank Walker and DK Metcalf, that's a lethal offensive. You trust Geno. I just don't have any belief in Geno. I've seen too much of Geno. It's a good thing. Even once you let Geno go next year, you bring in a quarterback you want. You got still JSN.
Yeah, you got picks.
Frank Walker, that's a good... It's a good draft. I just don't think they're there this year.
And I hate that the Eagles got the players that they got. Believe me, I wish somebody else would have took them. I do. But I see why. So we did the NFC West, Tyler. Now we got to get back to the nitty gritty, baby. Nitty gritty. My man Tyler, he's in California, diehard Warriors fan. My Lakers are at 1-0. We talked about the ins and outs of the game. Here's something that bothered me, Tyler. I don't know how you feel about this. The NBA, for everybody that's been on the show, on the Raw show, we always be like, man, I don't really watch much of the NBA until like after Christmas or whatnot. And the reason is because how wimpy it is and for the load management. So when Darvin Ham comes out and says, yeah, AD, that's what we do with the load management, da da da. That's why he can play the whole second half. Does that bother you at all? Because I don't want that to be a trend.
To Listen, but I mean, do I believe in AD playing 40 minutes a game?
The load management part of it.
No, I hate load management. It makes no sense. If the guy's healthy, play the guy when he's healthy.
Yes.
When he's that makes no sense. No, I'm not a big load management guy. Even when it happens with the Warriors, when Clay was like, they were like, no, you can't play back-to-backs. I'm like, what do we do? He's healthy now. Let the guy play when he's healthy. He got hurt in a scrimmage in the offseason. That's not load management. That's him just playing for fun, and he got hurt.
Yep.
So the guy can get hurt whenever. It doesn't matter if it's in a regular season game, a playoff game, or a finals game. I'm with you. The load management makes no sense to me.
So with the blueprint in place, the Lakers know that they have to use their inside game. What is the game plan for the Warriors going forward? Because I think we both have touched on little things that we think the Warriors will do and should do. What do you think their game plan going forward should be to recapture home court advantage and move on in the next round?
I mean, I think they just got to hit shots. They just were cold. The Lakers played good. Can you see AD playing 43 minutes a game and staying healthy for the whole series, the whole six-game series? Like, I just don't see it happening. LeBron playing four. They're both 35 and 31. Yeah. Like, I just don't see it happening. I think the Warriors need to play a little faster. I think Curry will come out with fresher legs. I think he was kind of a little spent after that game seven where he dribbled the ball more than he's dribbled the ball since the 2000, I believe. I don't take my word on this on the year, but the year they beat the Nuggets in the playoffs with Andre Iguodala, the most he's dribbled in a game since that year was that game seven. So he obviously took a little extra. I expect him to come back. I expect the Warriors to shoot a little better. I expect the defense. I'd love for them to play Jordan Poole a little less, let DiVincenzo, let Moody play a little more, take away the defensive, because they can't play any man-to-man defense if that man is on the court. He cannot guard anybody. He's a chair.
I'm with you. And I think a big thing that the Warriors can't do is play Gary Payton II and Draymond at the same time. Because that takes away two players that ain't trying to shoot the ball. I love the defensive aspect, but you're still undersized when it matters for the Lakers with the big man underneath. So I think they can't play them two together. But here's my... What do you think about Wiggins? Do you see the rust on him? I see rust on him. I don't know. I see splashes here and there. I think that that's a big part of the reason why they're so stagnant a little bit on offense.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. As far as Wiggins, he was the second best player in that championship run.
Yeah.
He focused on rebounding the basketball, something he's never done in his whole career. When he was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He was averaging 12 rebounds or like 10 rebounds a game in the playoffs. He was absolutely incredible with Looney and him, and then he could get easy buckets on offensive putbacks, post ups. I would love for them to post up D'Angelo Russell more often and just take advantage of him on defense. He's Jordan Poole, but he's literally
Jordan Poole?
They're literally the same player.
No, they're not.
They are the same. They're both terrible at defense. They can hit a three occasionally. They can get hot.
Who would you rather have on your team right now?
I don't want either one.
Who would you pick on your team right now? Just fucking say it, dude.
I don't want either one. I would.
If you have to pick one on your team, who is?
Jordan Poole.
No, you wouldn't.
I had D'Angelo Russell. We traded him for Andrew Wiggins. That was the greatest.
That was a great pick. That was great.
But what's he done for the Lakers? He hasn't done anything.
What do you mean? He's done a lot for the Lakers. He's done a lot. Reeves has done a lot. And Vanderbilt's defense on Steph is I feel like ain't nobody talking about that. He's doing a little thing. You can't stop Steph Curry. You can't stop all-time great talent. But he's doing a little something there. Now, granted, it was one day's rest, but I feel like he's doing a little something there. I think people are not paying attention to that.
Well, I agree with you with the change there. I think the Warriors need to go back to the Grizzlies. The way they played the Grizzlies when they had Tony Allen, just leave him in the corner, let him shoot threes, let Looney roam. and just help off with LeBron and AD, especially AD. If AD's getting 30 and 24, it's going to be a wrap. It can't. That's not sustainable for the Warriors to allow a big man to dominate them like that. And then LeBron just pick his points. But the fact you think you like D'Angelo Russell, that shocks me. The way we've agreed on most.
I like you better than Jordan Poole. Than Jordan Poole? I like him better than Poole.
He went 9-19, 1-5-3. I just don't. I don't like. I hate both of them.
One thing about me is I don't care about the stats of things. I'm an eye test guy. When I look at Jordan Poole play,
I like
and that. I look at D'Angelo Russell play, if I say which one would I rather have, I'm picking that guy by the eye test. By the eye test. Now, whether that fits with the team better or not, if I had to say on an equal platform, I'm taking D'Angelo Russell any day over Jordan Poole. Oh, is that Darren? Oh, well, since Darren's awake right now, I forgot it ain't late in California. But since he's there, Mr. Tyler, let me ask you a question, Tyler. Because Darren joined the Raw show not too long ago, and I like to talk about your Warriors. Like I said, I can't hate the Warriors. It's kind of like hating Peyton Manning and the Colts. You couldn't hate them because it was like one of them teams that's like, I don't know, you really can't hate them. The Warriors are like that for me. But I asked Darren, I said, you know, doing your championship runs, I heard somebody talking about it, and I asked him, I said, I can't wait to ask Darren, who was more valuable or less, how do I want to phrase this? Who was harder to put the, I don't know, what's the way I want to, I forgot how I said it. Who's a harder piece to put back in the puzzle during your championship? Draymond Green or Klay Thompson.
Now, I was listening to this conversation when you had. I was shocked. You went with Draymond Green. I was shocked. It's Klay Thompson. When Klay Thompson was hurt for his 2 years,
Henderson, George.
Thank you, Anna. What did you ready, Terrell?
Both women in Darren's life say Jordan Poole sucks. His mom and his wife. That shit's great. Go ahead, Tyler.
I agree. But with Claypool tore his ACL after they were going to win Game 6 against the Raptors, they probably would have gone on to win Game 7, in my opinion, just because of what they did against the Thunder 2 years ago. It's Klay Thompson's the more important player. When he went out for those 2 years, they missed the bubble. They missed the whole bubble. They made the bubble and were eliminated. He comes back. They win the championship. They've lost one postseason series with Klay Thompson healthy. And now it's the Cavaliers when they were up 3-1 and Draymond did his stupid thing, which Draymond is very important to this roster. But it's Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's the most underrated player in the NBA in the last 25 years. If he played on his own team where he got to play the Rip Hamilton offense, they were looking for Klay Thompson all the time. He scored 24 a game.
I love this guy.
Sacrifices. Klay Thompson, I mean, me and Darren have been in it. Klay Thompson's one of the best players of the NBA. It's easier to find a guy like Kyrie Irving or James Harden. Yeah, they score more than Klay Thompson. They're more gifted, but you can't find a two-way player who's 6'7", with long arms, who plays defense on the best player, will pick up the guy and win championships that and do more than be the second fiddle and, like, absolutely not be like, oh, I want the ball more. I want this. I want that. Klay Thompson is the most underrated player, in my opinion. I'll say this. I think he's better than Reggie Miller. I think he does everything in the whole basketball landscape better than Reggie Miller, outside of maybe dribbling, but that's not even by much. They both aren't off-the-ball guys. Defensively, Klay is way better. They shoot the ball immaculately, both of them. Klay Thompson's my favorite player in the last 25 years.
Yo, before I get to your point, I want to give you so much credit for everything you said. Was that Shimon on there?
It was.
Yo, Shimon is a 49ers fan too. He's on my Raw show. He's my young gunner. I coached him in football when he was little. Very, very good, knowledgeable sports. He's a 49er fan also, so that's funny that he's on here. What up, Shimon? But going to what you say. Tyler, thank you. Good God. Thank you so much Thank you so much. Draymond Green, yes, I will not deny the things that Draymond Green brings to the table and what he's done for the Warriors and whatnot. And yes, Klay Thompson is definitely better than Reggie Miller. People forget that Klay Thompson guarded the best defensive player on every team, every series, and still had to humble himself to say, I'll let you shoot. I'll do whatever I got to do and play. We talked about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
20 a game.
Yeah, and we talked about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, one of them has got to kind of, like, be a Klay Thompson role, but it's hard for the egos. He hit his ego down here and said, I'll just stop everybody else, and then I'm going to put it in my buckets too. That is huge. And here's my final thing, Tyler. I said Draymond Green cost Golden State the championship when he kicked LeBron in the balls. And Klay Thompson won Golden State the championship. And Klay Thompson won him a championship when he scored all 40-some thousand points in Game 6 against Oklahoma City to send that game to a Game 7 to lead them to another championship. So,
hey, well, they lost that year. They lost that series against Cleveland, but that's the same playoff.
But you know what I'm saying, to keep it going.
So
Klay Thompson is my guy, too. I feel like it's easier to find somebody like a Draymond Green. Not saying that he's not dope, but I feel like you can get a David West type dude or one of these type dudes back in the day. You know what I mean? To play that role.
I'm with you.
You can't find a two-way player.
Kevon Looney. Is Kevon Looney more important than Draymond Green? Man?
No. Like, stop, Tyler. Oh, my God.
21 rebounds. All right, awesome.
He got 20 rebounds, but he also gave up 23 to the other dude.
So did Draymond. Draymond's part of that.
I didn't say Draymond was great. I said Klay was. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on, Looney.
Hey, let's do this again, Drill. I enjoyed this immensely.
Are we done yet?
No, I'm ready to keep going.
Oh, yeah. He cut me off and shit, right? Producer, he was like, yo, let's do it. I'm out. We almost are done. We went through 40 minutes again already. It's easy. It's easy. Like I told Darren, it's easy to talk to you guys about sports. It's easy. I love it. So a couple more questions real quick. So LeBron said after the game, he said AD is one of those guys, and that's why his jersey is going to be hanging in the rafters. Do you think at the end of the day, end of the career for Anthony Davis, that the Lakers are going to have his jersey hanging in the Raptors?
Is his jersey going to be hanging in the rafters?
Is AD.
I mean, is there any one-time champion hanging in the Lakers' rafters? I didn't look this up before. I can't imagine it. Is he going to... He's great when he's healthy. He hasn't been healthy enough. I don't think they'll be in the rafters unless he gets one more championship. I don't see that happening.
I don't either. And then I looked at it and I said, I don't think LeBron's jersey should be hanging in the Lakers Raptors. What has LeBron done for the Lakers to have your jersey hanging in the Raptors? You won a championship in a bubble where you had 13 months off to help your old ass win when Kobe Bryant got killed. And, you know, the NBA was probably hoping that the Lakers won so they don't have to talk about anything bad about Kobe Bryant conspiracy and all that stuff. Kobe Bryant died. Let's let the Lakers kind of win a little bit, LeBron. We can knock on two birds with one stone. LeBron gets some, and then Kobe gets some love too. I don't want to hear that shit. You missed the playoffs 3 years with the Lakers. You missing the playoffs, and you've gotten to play in game this year. You ain't done shit to get your name in the Raptors. You talking about Anthony Davis. You ain't even getting in the Raptors. What you think about that?
I agree with you, Hard.
I know it's your boy, LeBron. I'm sorry.
Terrell, you're pissing me off. I agree wholeheartedly with you. I agree with you, Hard.
Jared, is he going to hit the table like Darren did? Hit the table.
Is LeBron an all-time Laker? Hell no. I mean, this team has all the history of the world. He had one finals MVP. Does that get you in the Raptors? I don't think so. No. I feel like maybe, like, he's so contriving, he's so manipulative. I wouldn't be surprised if he said, if I come here, I get my name in the Raptors. Like, that's how easy it is for me. I don't get it. Kobe, he's not the greatest.
He is the greatest.
He's not better than Jordan.
Go ahead, Mon.
He's just not Jordan.
It's 1A, 1B. 1A, 1B.
That's fine. As long as Jordan's 1A.
Hey, Darren, you see that? You see your boy Tyler is kissing LeBron's butt. You see that? So, look, when we talk about Gasol, I'm glad you brought up Gasol. This is why I say AD should never have his jersey in there. I was kind of on the fence about Paul Gasol even making the Hall of Fame, tell you the truth. But then when you look at it, the roster that Kobe Bryant won with those 2 years and went to the finals 3 years with Paul Gasol being your second best player, and to beat teams like Dwight Howard, LeBron James, the big three that scared the hell out of LeBron to go to a whole nother superstar team. That means a lot. I think that just helps Kobe's stature even more, man. It's even more. Look. Tyler, are you seeing this?
No, I'm seeing it. He like Draymond more than Clay.
Yeah, Kobe, Darren. You like Draymond more than Clay. Don't try to deflect.
let me point this out before anything. Kobe's better than... Nah, he's not better. LeBron's better than Kobe.
This guy. I told you he loves
him. Kobe beating Dwight Howard? That's it.
Hold on. Dwight Howard beat LeBron.
LeBron was playing with a homeless man.
Now we got excuses.
And Delonte West.
LeBron's not and playing Larry with... Hughes. Delonte West was fucking his mom, Williams, dude.
Mo Williams. You're making me defend LeBron.
Now, I'm not making you do anything. You're choosing to do that.
Well, that's because I just don't get how Kobe... Kobe is great. But then a magic team of who... Hedo Turkoglu, and Jameer Nelson. I don't know. It's not
that beat LeBron. You mean the same team that beat LeBron?
The same team that beat LeBron. Yeah, with
that beat right. LeBron.
Paul Gasol is better than anyone LeBron played with to that point. Not later on when he joined.
But that's Wayne later on team. When Kobe had Paul Gasol. This dude played with Dwayne Wade. Hold on. He played with Dwayne Wade. He played with Chris Bosh. He played with Shaq. He's played with Kyrie Irving. He's played with Kevin Love. He's played with all these super, duper star players over and over again. Y'all going to dog me because Kobe played with Shaq for 3 championships? He won 2 more with Paul Gasol, Derek Fisher, and who? Come on, dude. Like, really?
I'm Bynum.
Andrew Bynum was there for 1 of those years. He was hurt half that time. Ron Artest was there for the other one.
I mean, it's hard to... I mean, I appreciate Kobe more. I'd much rather watch Kobe play. Like, Kobe's dogging him. I enjoy watching Kobe play more. I hate LeBron.
No, you don't.
But he did do things.
You don't.
I don't like LeBron. I just appreciate how great he is at basketball.
You're a LeBroniite.
He went to a championship with Mo Williams and Larry Hughes and Zangindis and Gloskis. Yeah, they got swept by the Spurs, but those are terrible teams.
We did have Lamar Odom.
Mediocre in his prime. When he was in, why do you think the cap, or who went out and spent all that money on Bynum when he was, after he went to the Lakers? The Mavericks. Cuban went out and spent like a max contract on him. Why?
Cuban just because signed Kyrie Irving, which is going to make him lose Luka. I mean, obviously Cuban doesn't know anything. He's just throwing money at shit like the Washington franchise. We just throw money at people and never amount to shit.
But Bynum, I don't know. Bynum did a good job in those finals. Or Philly. Yeah, it was Philly, not Dallas. He ended up in Philly after, or Dallas after Philly.
And we see
I don't
Philly
know. I don't know. I'm done defending LeBron. You're right, LeBron.
You're not done. You're not done yet.
Nope, I'm done. I'm done defending him. F LeBron.
I hope LeBron beats the fuck out of Golden State now, just so I can be like, I guess your boy beat your team.
Nah, fuck LeBron. Little crybaby ass bitch, LeBron. You're right. I hate LeBron.
So say Kobe's better than LeBron.
I'd much rather watch Kobe Bryant play than LeBron.
No. Say Kobe Bryant's How about this? Kobe Bryant's greater than LeBron.
Kobe Bryant's resume is...
No, his resume is not
that's
greater.
That's not true.
His resume ain't greater.
I can't say that. I can't.
So you still got LeBron stuck in your mouth.
Truthfulness in my heart, I can't say that.
It's okay. I understand. It's okay.
It's hard for me to admit. I hate LeBron. I do. Trust me.
Don't.
As a Warriors fan, there's no one who hates LeBron more.
I don't know about that. It's okay. It's okay. You just ruined our relationship. It's okay. I'm just playing.
Hey, you'll see me back another Wednesday, I promise you.
I enjoy destroying you. It's good. It's good. It's good. Because I'm going to rewind the tape and I'm going to post on your shit. And it says, you were right, Terrell. You were right.
Hey, I'll be right back at you, man.
I love it. I love it. But here's the last thing I want to talk about. The Warriors. We saw what happened with Giannis. And Giannis and the Bucks were my favorite to go to the finals in the East. And they lost. And it was... Not that they lost to somebody like Jimmy Butler and the organization of Miami. It was the way they lost, and like 4-1. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, what the hell? I know he was hurt one game or whatnot, but still, the way they lost. And him coming out in the press conferences, going off, which is not Giannis-like. So big-time rumors are going out about that. He's going to ask for a trade in the summer, like all the other crybaby players do. But the Warriors are already on the record as being the favorites to land him. Is that something that you would appreciate? Because obviously we know that you like to build up superstar teams and get Kevin Durant and try to win more championships. So is this another superstar guy you want to get to win more championships for Steph?
Hey, I welcome you aboard. All hands are welcome aboard, Giannis. Yeah, if he wants to come. I mean, this is what I say of Giannis. He's like Shaq if he never met Kobe. I think Shaq's career.
Go ahead.
I'd love Giannis to come to the Warriors. The perfect fit. You got a guy who can get buckets when you need him. You have Steph who's going to space the floor for him. How are you going to guard Giannis if you can't just build a wall because you have Steph Curry? And I don't know if Clay could stick around with that.
Nah, he got to go. Him, Draymond's got to go. Wiggins got to go.
I mean, get rid of Poole before all these guys. Before you get
now, you like Poole.
I don't know.
D'Lo sucks. You like Poole.
Don't say that. Don't make up lies, Terrell.
You said you want Poole over D'Lo. Like
Poole is trash. D'Lo's trash. They're both trash players.
D'Lo's trash? He was molesting y'all last game. He was molesting y'all.
Nah, you know he wasn't. He went off for like 2 minutes.
Hey, sometimes sometimes all you need is a minute, man, to pull it through, baby.
Like Missy Elliott said, I just need a 1 minute.
Man. There you go. He gave you 2 minutes.
That's the actual Russell for you. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of. If we could pull in Giannis with keeping the roster intact, I'd be for it. I'm not willing to give up, like, everyone except for Steph. Like, I'm not for that. But
Wiggins and Clay have to go.
I honestly see no chance of that actually happening. I don't know how he became the favorite to go to the Warriors.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody wants to go there. Remember they were talking about LeBron wanting to go there if the Lakers didn't do nothing this year. And we saw KD already go there. You know what I mean? So why not? I mean, you got somebody like Steph Curry. Who wouldn't want to play with Steph Curry? You know what I mean? He's going to make your job that much easier. I think that's the whole dynamic of it. And I think, like, me and Darren talked about before about, like, Trae Young. He's out of number one.
But you can't do that. Hey, although you hate it on me. You have LeBron and then Mount Rushmore over Steph Curry. You're the one who's loving him.
I don't have him on there. I said Stephen A. Smith did.
Stephen A. Loud.
Hey, he had him on there. I quoted a question that he answered. I would never put LeBron James on that Mount Rushmore.
I wish I thought of that earlier.
My four on the Mount Rushmore would be Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I'm with you.
Bill Russell. And Kobe Bean Bryant. Boom. That's my four.
I got Magic instead of Kobe.
But Kobe's the best Laker ever. He's the greatest Laker ever. Is he not?
No.
Whitey.
What?
You said Magic is the greatest Laker over Kobe. Why?
He made the Lakers the Lakers.
No, dude, are dogging Kobe Bryant because he won 3 championships with Shaq. Magic Johnson played with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Michael, all these damn players all the time.
You're right. I mean, maybe.
You hear that? Producer. We're going to clip all his shit. Terrell, you're right. You're right. You're right. I'm right.
Terrell, I love it.
Tyler, I love it. Yo, we're going to do this on Wednesdays. We're going to rock it out, yo. I love that shit. It's going to be called TNT, baby. TNT on Wednesdays.
Yep. I'm down.
I like it, baby. I like it. So, Warriors in six?
I get. Yeah, it is what it is.
Warriors in six?
Yeah, I got. No, I think it's Warriors in seven. I think it's going to take all seven.
Will the Warriors beat Denver in the Western Conference Finals?
It depends how long it takes the Phoenix Suns to get up out of there. If it takes five or less, I got Denver. If it takes six or more for Denver, I got the Warriors.
Darren got me thinking about Philadelphia having a chance to get to the finals. He almost had me going back and forth. I just can't completely allow myself to do it. Do you think Philly can get to the finals?
If Embiid goes super freak mode, but I expect him to miss another game at least. And James Harden, this isn't the James Harden. I know people are like, oh, game one, we're back to, could Embiid miss a game? I just don't see it. I think he's the same old James Harden. Like he was tonight, a little better than tonight. I think he'll score like 25 and 10 rebound, but he's still going to go 2 of 8 from 3-point line, not be good enough. Jason Tatum scored 7 points tonight on 1 of like 7 shooting, and they won by 30. I just don't see it.
It's what it is. It's what it is. Just like when the Kings blew y'all out, and Sabonis only had, 7 points. I mean, those type of things that happen. But look, we're almost done.
You just said Jason Tatum was your favorite player because the Mamba mentality. Hold on.
Listen, you try to do some slick stuff. I didn't say because of Mamba mentality. I didn't say Mamba mentality. See, you're reading stuff on my board over here. That's the Mamba mentality. I said Jason Tatum is my favorite player because of the connection with the Black Mamba. Not because of Mamba mentality. Because I don't think he has it. Because if we were around the tape, I said Brown was the alpha. You think Kobe Brown would ever not be an alpha? He was the alpha with Shaq on the team. He was in Shaq's ass talking about your fat ass needs to get in the gym and train. He's ready to fight Shaquille O'Neal in the locker rooms. That's an alpha right there, baby. Tatum's not that guy. Tatum's not that guy.
Kobe had the mentality.
Tatum's not that guy. But look, Tyler, we got less than 3 minutes to go. Tell us what you're working on, where you're going to be at. Give us your handles, whatever people can find you at, real quick.
Hey, I'm Fatboy Fadeaway, @FatboyFadeaway on YouTube and Twitter. Please check that out. That's my main thing. Check out Variety Sports Network. I got the TMB podcast. If you're interested in the 49ers, go check that out. And then the Facing the Giants with Josh Lewis, baseball podcast, San Francisco Giants, baseball podcast. All Bay Area here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking me out on Realism with Terrell. I appreciate it. Terrell, I love this. We got to do this more often.
Hey, Tyler, can I get one more? Can I get one more, Tyler, real quick? Because on Realism Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the... to the what, Tyler? I don't hear you at all, dude.
Big-time story.
My man, Tyler. We appreciate you, baby. Realism Sports Talk, episode 171, Wednesday night with my man, Tyler. I can't believe that we went through 2 hours that fast. Yo, I feel like we could talk for like 2 more hours, Tyler. It was awesome to have you on. Thank you so much. Check out all his channels on the Variety Sports Network. I can't wait till we do it again, Tyler. Much appreciated. I got to get you and Darren in one of my fantasy football leagues so we can talk more trash to each other. Much appreciated, baby. Thank you for your time, Tyler. I don't know where we can't hear you. We can't hear you. You probably still talking about LeBron. Yeah, you're still talking about LeBron. I can't hear you. LeBron, I can't hear you. You're still talking about LeBron. Love you, Tyler, man. Peace out. Realism Sports Talk 171 Part 2. Thank y'all.